briefed the White House on Thursday about possibly sending thousands more U.S. troops to the Middle East. It's not clear if the White House will approve of sending all or just some of the requested defensive forces. Some analysts say there is a fear that the current administration is not thinking about the impact of a proposed troop buildup. Here's the head of the think tank U.S. and America's program at the Chatham House, Dr. Leslie Vinjamuri.
The issue that many of us have, and that many in Congress have, is that it's not clear that this administration is thinking pragmatically and rationally about the consequences of this action. It's very much on the front foot without having a very clear strategic perspective.
Tensions between Tehran and Washington have been escalating since President Donald Trump announced his decision to try to cut Iran's oil exports to zero and beef up U.S. military presence in the Gulf in response to what he said were Iranian threats. The president of India's opposition Congress party, Rahul Gandhi, said he had lost his own parliament seat in a family borough in a northern state in the biggest upset of the election on Thursday. This is Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu Nationalist Party claimed it won re-election with a commanding lead in the vote count. Here's Gandhi.
Today is not the day for me to go into the details of this mandate. Today is the day that a new prime minister has been elected. And today is the day to wish him all the best and to hopefully he will look after the interest of this country. Thank you very much.
Political analysts see the polling as a massive vote of confidence in Modi's leadership. The popular but polarizing Hindu nationalist leader, whose blistering campaign successfully overcame concerns about a patchy economic record during his 5 years in office. This is VOA News. John Walker Lind, the American who was captured in 2001 while fighting with the Afghanistan Taliban, has been freed from federal prison in the Midwestern state of Indiana Thursday. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
John Walker Lind was released from the federal prison in Terre Haute, Indiana this morning. The 38-year-old has spent more than 17 years behind bars after pleading guilty to providing support to the Taliban. The plea deal called for a 20-year sentence, but he's getting out a few years early for good behavior. His release is opposed by the family of Mike Spann, who had been interrogating him and other Taliban prisoners shortly before an uprising that claimed the CIA officer's life. I'm Matt Small.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt said Thursday that Theresa May would still be prime minister when President Trump visits Britain in early June. Hunt was responding to a question from a reporter.
When he does come, who do you think will be prime minister?
Theresa May will be prime minister to welcome him, and rightly so.
May is under intense pressure to name a date for her departure after failing in her latest bid to break the Brexit impasse in Parliament. Hunt declined to comment when asked what he would discuss with May in a meeting later on Thursday. The UN Refugee Agency says the majority of Venezuelans fleeing worsening conditions in their country are in need of international protection and must not be forcibly returned home. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Citizens are leaving Venezuela as political, economic, human rights, and humanitarian conditions deteriorate. The UN Refugee Agency reports some 3.7 million people have fled the country. Most have gone to Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, and Caribbean countries. Given the dire conditions back home, UNHCR spokeswoman Liz Throssell says it is clear the majority of the millions of those who have left need international refugee protection. Throssell tells VOA so far Venezuelans are not being deported. Throssell, however, warns that might change as more people flee and the refugee load becomes more burdensome. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Throssell says countries hosting the ever-growing number of Venezuelans need international support. She's appealing to donors to be more generous in their contributions, noting that the UN's $146 million appeal for Venezuela is only 28% funded. Pakistan says it has successfully conducted a training launch of a ballistic missile capable of carrying both nuclear and conventional warheads up to 1,500 kilometers. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.